فلا ولي الله إلا الله رسول العباد. أستغفر الله أستغفر الله رأس الله الطاولة لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المحيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق الباري المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما بقية الله في العالمين ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين. من يوم هذا وإلى يوم الدين. قال الحكيم في كتاب المجيد وفرقان الحميد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كلوا واشربوا ولا تصرفوا إنه لا يحب المصرفين. صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
الله سبحانه وتعالى was kind, generous with all of his creatures, especially the mankind, who are the best of creatures, has provided us whatever was needed and required. As a humble servant, we need to be thankful to him. And usually we do not ponder upon those things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us. And sometime when we realize a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been done to us, still we are not thankful to Him. So either something is important for us or not. Maybe we do not realize what is the importance of any minute favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, that is the great favor. But in any case, if we try to be humble, if try to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of His favors, so as a whole, we are helping and supporting ourselves. When we are thankful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us more. And when we are not thankful, so whatever we are getting, maybe that will be reduced. So no one like the favors should be cut down. So it is better for us, for ourselves, for others, for relatives, for mankind. We should be thankful so that His favors, so most of the favors were without asking us. We did not ask anything when we were born. So most of His favors are without demand, but still He is giving us, providing us. But when we will be thankful, definitely He will provide us more. And inshallah, that will work for the welfare of mankind. Salawat, please.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So the different foods and different things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided to us. So some of those are helpful to increase our memory power. We all need to be intelligent. If we are lazy, if we are not using our brain, so then we will not be a well-recognized person among the community, among the human being as well. So as a whole, something Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided us, that is the brain, and brains and nerves, so they also need food. And that food of the brain is going to the blood. So first of all, we need to clean our blood by providing the healthy foods and by providing the plenty of oxygen. So actually this is the oxygen in the blood, hemoglobin, that is protein, and that carries this oxygen that is in the blood. So as a whole, when there is plenty of oxygen and pure blood, so that is good for our brain as well. So blood will provide only those things which we are eating or we are providing to our digestive system. So inshallah we will carry on next week as well, but few things which are helpful for our brain, for our intelligence, for our memory power. So I'm not saying all of these we have to use one day, but if we add one of these things every day, so as a whole for long term, that will be helpful for our memory power and for our intelligence. And as a whole, instead of being lazy community, instead of being mentally retarded people, why not? We should be the best and intelligent people of the world. Salawat, please. So one food that is important for our digestive system, that is good for our vascular and circulatory system, as well as that is good for our brain and memory, that is fish. So different types of fish which are halal we can use, especially the cold water fish, are the best source of omega-3. This is one of the fatty acids, omega-3, and the primary common components of the brain and retina, that is in the eye and other nerve tissue. Omega-3 and the fatty acid, they are the primary components which are making these things. So studies have shown that the omega-3 fatty acid boosts energy, enhance learning ability, improve problem solving skills, and boost memory power, and enhance communication between brain cells. So fish is one of the food usually having no side effect, no problem. So that's why at least, and also in Islam, that is recommended every Wednesday we should try to eat fish on at least once a week, and that is on Wednesday we have to eat the fish. But scientifically, fish has omega-3, and that is good for our nerve cells, for our brains, for our memory, for our communication skills. The second food that is also helpful for our memory power, that is the foods made from whole and organic soya beans, like soya milk or tofu, are rich in choline, lecithin, and isoflavones. So choline has been proven to positively impact brain development in addition to slowing the memory loss. So development of the brain, that is fast in the childhood, and memory loss, that is in the old age. So soya milk or soya beans, so these are good in the childhood as well as in the older age as well. So throughout the life that is helpful, but especially the children which, who are growing, and the old people, for them the soya milk, the soya beans are the best food. And the lecithin helps in preventing deposits of plaque in the brain. So when the plaques in the brains are formed, so then the work of the brain, that will become sluggish. And the isoflavones help improve cognitive function, to recognize the different things, and category fluency and logical memory, special cognition, and the memory recall. So as a whole, fish and the soya, that is the best food for our memory. Number three is the colorful and the citrus fruits. Fill your plates up with all the colors of rainbow and a few more, and you are guaranteed to improve your brain power. And one of the fruit that could also be vegetable, that is avocados. are especially potent in increasing blood flow to the brain because of their monounsaturated fat content. Those people who are diabetic, if they use one avocado every day, that is the best for them. And avocado also is helpful for the activity of brain and help to recall the information quickly. Include the other fruits which are also helpful, that is cantaloupe and watermelon, tomatoes, plums, pineapples, oranges, apples, grapes, kiwi fruits, peaches and the cherries. So as a whole we need to add fruits. And one tradition that is good in Iran, whenever the guests, they are inviting the guest, so before offering food, always they are offering the fruits. So that is good tradition. So if we can also introduce this culture among ourselves, among our families and communities, so that will be a better option. So adding fruits and the vegetables, especially before consuming the food, that is best thing. But altogether, these fruits have different material which are helpful in increasing the blood flow to the brain. Number four, different berries, especially the blueberries, are known for improving motor skills and learning capacity, while strawberries are rich in fistine, a flavonoid that improves the memory recall. So elderberries, blackberries, raspberries have other brain power boosting benefits through their antioxidant content. So altogether the berries which are available, so we can add in our food stuff as well. Number five, the cruciferous and the leafy green vegetables. Your mother has the good reason for forcing you to eat your broccoli and cabbage and kale and turnips and Brussels sprouts and broccoli, collard greens and cauliflowers, radish, spinach, mustard green and watercress, especially for the children, for the teenager. So these people, usually they don't like to eat vegetables. But if parents are cooking or adding these things, vegetables and the green vegetables in our foods, so the children and the teenager, they should not reject. Because there are a lot of benefits, a lot of vitamins, a lot of benefits for digestive system, for our health, are hidden into the green vegetables. So vegetables are good and important source in boosting the brain power. Also some other vegetables like onion, red peppers, lettuce, carrots, asparagus, okra, mushroom, broccoli, sprouts. So any kind of vegetable, especially the green vegetable that is available. So some vegetables like potato, these are actually these fruits or this vegetable that is in the form of roots. So for diabetic people, those are not good. So there is much starch or much sugar like potatoes or the other things which are inside the soil. But those vegetables which are above the soil, so all of these vegetables are very, very helpful and we need to add in our daily food in one form or other form. Maybe in the form of salad, maybe in the form of fruits, maybe in the form of curries. The next that is not highly recommended, but at the time of need, especially when it is the time of study or time of examination. So at that time these things can be used, and that is chocolate. So chocolate is not only delicious but beneficial to your brain and can help enhance your mood. So natural stimulants boost the production of endorphins that improve the focus and concentration. The milk chocolate has been also shown to improve the verbal and the visual memory and boost impulse control and the reaction time. Dark chocolates is rich in flavonoids and that boost the blood supply to the brain and help improve the cognitive skills. So just having habit and eating too much chocolates every day, that is not advised. So that's harmful. But especially when the student, they are at school and they are feeling tired during the school, during study time, or when they are sitting in the exam at that time, they can use the chocolates, and that can help them within short time. And the next one and the last one, that is the nuts. So nuts are rich in vitamin E and B6, folate and omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids, and antioxidants. So these small food items boost your brain power and improve your mood. The whole nutty family of cashews, almonds, walnuts, hazelnuts, peanuts, Brazil nuts, and the pecans brings some benefit to your brain. But again, so here is the list of all nuts. So eating all the nuts every day, that is not advised. So we can add few pieces or few grains or few grams on daily basis. So as a whole, these nuts are also very, very helpful to improve our memory skills. So these were 7 different items which are helpful to increase our memory, to keep us mentally active and sharp. So inshallah, we will add these things, and we will also carry on next week the other items which are very, very helpful to improve our memory. So we need all these things. As a whole, we need to be intelligent, we need to be mentally active. And if we are mentally not active, then we are not doing maybe most of the things. So we need to be active, we need to be sharp, we need to be intelligent. And inshallah, if we care all these things, if we include all these things among our foods, so inshallah, our coming generation, they will get a lot of benefits from this culture of food, and they will be intelligent, and they will be able to compete the other nations as well. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asr. Innal insana lafi khusr. Illa alladhina amanu wa amilu s-salihat. Wa tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bil sabr.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد بديع السماوات والأرض ذا الجلال والإكرام رب الأرباب وإله كل مألوه وخالق كل مخلوق ووارث كل شيء ليس كمثله شيء وهو بكل شيء محيط أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الأحد المتوحد الفرد المتفرد وانت الله لا اله الا انت الكريم المتكرم العظيم والصلاه والسلام على اشرف الانبياء والمرسلين على القاسم محمد وعلى علي بن ابي طالب امير المؤمنين عليه السلام وعلى فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى الحسن والحسين سيدة الشباب أهل الجنة وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى جعفر بن محمد وعلى موسى بن جعفر وعلى علي بن موسى وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى علي بن محمد وعلى حسن بن علي وعلى الخلف القائم المنتظر المحدي
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
اللهم عجل له انه يرانه بعيدا نراه قريبا برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين اللهم افتح لي ابواب توبتك ورحمتك ورزقك الواسع اني اليك من الراغبين واتمم لي انعامك انك خير المنعمين اللهم اجعل بقيه عمري في اداء فرض الجمعات والحج والعمره ابتغاء وجهك يا رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد واله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين
اللهم صل على محمد
وسيكم بتقوى الله ونعم عمركم. مولانا متقیان حضرت امیر المومنین علیہ السلام کی وصیت ہم سب کے لیے. اپنی زندگی کو نظم و ضبط کے ساتھ خوبصورت بناؤ. اپنی زندگی، اپنا وقت، اپنی مال، اپنا جاہ و جلال، اپنا علم، اپنا تقویٰ، سب منظم ہو کر اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ کی خوشنودی کے لیے استعمال کیا جائے تو یہ چیز عبادت بھی ہے اور اس میں برکت بھی ہوگی، دنیا میں بھی کامیابی ہے اور آخرت میں بھی کامیابی ہے. اور وہ چیز جو دنیا اور آخرت میں کامیابی عطا کرتی ہے وہ بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، قد افلح المؤمنون الذین هم فی صلاتهم خاشعون. Those people are successful when they pray, they stand up for salat, so they are shivering, their body is shivering, their concentration and attention is toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when they are in front of Allah, so then they are not thinking anybody else, then they are not thinking and planning about their business and work, they are not thinking about their family members and friends. So when they are in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so they are not using their mobiles and text and these things. Because if I am standing, sitting in sermon of Friday or standing for prayer, if I am using mobile and using text, it means Allah is not important for me. So attending sermon is wajib. Paying attention, sitting as you are standing and sitting like prayers. So that is important. As we cannot see right and left, we cannot talk during the prayer. Likewise, in sermons, we cannot see right and left and we cannot talk. And when we are standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we know He is Qahhar, He is Jabbar, He is Adil. And we need to have fear of all these things because we are not perfect for anything. None of the aspect of our ibadat and our dealings and our morality and our works, nothing is perfect. So when that is not perfect, we need to ponder more, we need to concentrate more while we are praying salawat, please.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali
Muhammad. Salat is the symbol of Islam, the symbol of Muslims. Anyone who is not paying attention to salat is not Muslim anymore. Anyone who is not trying to establish the prayer, he is maybe Muslim, maybe kafir. So as a Muslim, it's our duty to pray individually and to establish the congregational prayers. And it has been recommended in Quran many times. أَقِيمُ السَّلَاةَ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةَ وَارْكَعُوا مَعَ الرَّاكِعِينَ. But once we know congregational prayer is important, is recommended, then we need to know how to perform that congregational prayer. Because if we are attending and that process, that method is not proper, not perfect, then maybe not only we are invalidating our prayer, but possibly we are invalidating the prayer of other people as well. So instead of getting a lot of reward in congregational prayer, maybe we are spoiling everything. So the best way is we need to know more. So one thing is, while we are attending Namaz-e-Jamaat, we need to be humble, we need to pay more concentration, we need to be in khushu wa khuzur. قَدْ عَفْلَى الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Those people who are paying attention to Allah and their body is shivering, they are successful people. Those believers are successful. So for congregational prayer, some important issues today we are going to discuss. When a person is attending Namaz-e-Jamaat, so there is one imam and one follower. So just two person, if they are doing Namaz-e-Jamaat, so then their each rakat will be equal to 150 prayers. So one rakat is equal to 100 and altogether 300 rakat. So this is the benefit. And if the people who are in congregational prayer, they are more than 10, then all of the angels, if they start to count, and all trees, branches should be changed into the pen, and all water of the ocean should be changed into ink, then all these things, angels and ocean water and the trees, branches are unable to count the reward of that prayer in which there are more than 10 Muslims. So this is the benefit. Why not we have to think about this? Why not we have to attend Namaz-e-Jamaat on a regular basis? The other Islamic commandment is, if there are choice, person can pray individually, and that namaz is on the sharp time, but Namaz-e-Jamaat is a little bit later. So then it has been recommended that the person, if he is praying individual prayer, he should wait for Namaz-e-Jamaat, and Namaz-e-Jamaat is better than praying individually. If someone has prayed individually, and he is there, and after some time, while he was praying, Namaz-e-Jamaat has been started. So the person can pray the same prayer, same salat, again with congregational prayer. If he wants to pray the same salat, he can pray. If he wants to pray qaza prayer, he can pray. If he wants to pray qaza of his parents or anybody else, he can pray with that Namaz-e-Jamaat. So, attending Namaz-e-Jamaat, this is mustahab, this is recommended. But if the parents of a person are commanding someone to attend Namaz-e-Jamaat, then for those children, Namaz-e-Jamaat, attending Namaz-e-Jamaat becomes wajib. So if they will, we know if we are not performing wajib, then we are sinful people. Attending Namaz-e-Jamaat itself is mustahab. It is recommended to attend, but once parents are commanding their children to attend Namaz-e-Jamaat, then that becomes wajib upon them. And if the children are not obeying, and that is reflecting, the parents have been insulted in front of the people, then that is gunah, that is sin for them. Namaz-e-Jamaat, the congregational prayer, is also the solution for those people who are always in doubts. Whether this is first rakat or second rakat, he has prayed, he has done ruku or not. So those people who are having a lot of doubts in their prayer, so the best solution for them is to attend Namaz-e-Jamaat. As I told you earlier, the best time to attend Namaz-e-Jamaat is the first Takbiratul Ihram. And people should wait. When Imam has finished his Takbiratul Ihram, then the followers can say Takbiratul Ihram. They cannot say, as he is saying, they cannot say at that time. So followers should wait. When Imam will finish, then the followers can say Takbiratul Ihram. And at a time, everyone can say, but the better way is, the person who is standing just behind the Imam, he should say first, and the right side people and the left side people in the first row, they should say, and the people who are behind, they have to say Takbiratul Ihram. But if someone is late, then up to Ruku, they can attend in the Ruku. And if you have attended Namaz-e-Jamaat, if you have participated in Namaz-e-Jamaat in the Ruku, So that rakat will be included your whole rakat. You have not attended Qiyam, Takbiratul Ihram and Qiyam, and Surah Ahmad and Surah. But still, if anybody has attended, joined the Namaz-e-Jamaat in Ruku, so that will be included one rakat or the first rakat. While we are praying Namaz-e-Jamaat, congregational prayer, the people who are following, they should not read Surah Hamd and the other surah. They can just listen. But rest of the adhkar of prayer, everybody should read. So, once again, when we are praying Namaz-e-Jamaat, jab hum Namaz-e-Jamaat pad rahe hote hain, to hamd aur surah jo hai, wo imam padhta hai, aur jo muqtadi hain, unko nahi padhni chahiye. Khamosh rahe, ya ziyasa dil mein subhanallah padh sakte hain. Khamosh rahe aur zahir hai ke teen namazon mein imam buland padhta hai, usko khamoshi ke saath suna jaye. Quran mein bhi ye hukm hai ki jab Quran padha ja raha ho to usko adab ke saath, ehtiram ke saath, khamoshi ke saath suna jaye. To jab imam padh raha hai to hamd aur dusri surah jo bhi padhi jati hai wo nahi padhni chahiye, lekin baki jitne bhi azkar hain, chahe ruku ho, sajda ho, tashahhud ho, wo sab ke sab padhne hain. Lekin jis cheez ka khayal rakhna wo ye hai ki imam se pehle koi kaam nahi karna hai. Agar imam ka sar abhi sajde mein hai aur aapne utha liya, to aapki namaz bhi batil, aur shayad aapki wajah se jo aapke piche unki namaz bhi batil ho jaye, unki bhi jo hai wo, ya right pe ya left pe jo log hain unki namaz bhi batil ho jaye. So the best way is, when imam is saying surah hamd and other surah, nobody should read this surah. But rest of the adhkar like ruku and sujood and tashahhud, everybody should read. But that should not be pronounced loudly. It is makruh. If the voice, a sound of a person who is following, his sound should go to the imam and he can hear. If the person who is following in congregational prayer and he is so loud, imam can listen that sound. So then his action is makruh. So we need to avoid all azkar you are reading in ruku and sujood. So that should be in your heart. So that should not be loud. Salawat, please.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So, I told you the best time to attend Namaz-e-Jamaat is Takbiratul Ihram. But up to the ruku you can join. And even in any rakat you can join. And the last action where you can join Namaz-e-Jamaat, if you know Jamaat is sitting for tashahhud, and that is the last tashahhud, still you have to say Takbiratul Ihram, Allahu Akbar, and go straight away in tashahhud. You can join the tashahhud, don't read anything, just sit down, and when Imam will finish salam, you stand up. So that will not be counted as your first rakat, but you will get the sawab. And you should not think, someone who is attending Namaz-e-Jamaat from Takbiratul Ihram and someone who is attending in the last tashahhud, both are equal, getting equal reward. No. Someone who is first will get more sawab, and someone who is coming late will get sawab, but maybe less than that person who is attending Namaz-e-Jamaat in the beginning. While you are praying Namaz-e-Jamaat, it is also important to identify the Imam-e-Jamaat. It is not necessary to know his name, but for example, it is not a problem here, but in big places like Mashhad, like Qom, like Karbala, there are many Namaz-e-Jamaat are going at a time. So then it is important to say someone who is standing in front of you. Or if you know the name, that is better. But if you don't know, at least it is important to bring in your mind someone who is standing in front of you, you are following, and that person in Namaz-e-Jamaat. What is the last time to attend Namaz-e-Jum'ah? Namaz-e-Jum'ah is different. So the four rakat of Zuhr have been changed into two rakat as Salatul Jum'ah, and the reciprocal of other two rakat are two sermons. So paying attention in those two sermons, that is important. And a lot of things are being talked in those sermons. We need to improve our knowledge. Attending those sermons are recommended. But those people who are in the mosque are listening to that sermon. This is wajib for them to pay attention and to sit towards Qibla and not to see right and left and not to talk with anyone. This is wajib. And if someone is not performing wajib, is sinful again. The last action where you can join Namaz-e-Jumu'ah, that is the ruku of second rakat. If anyone is coming and for Namaz-e-Jumu'ah and ruku of second jamaat is passed, so then it is better he should not join the Namaz-e-Jumu'ah. He should pray individually, and that will be Namaz-e-Dhuhr. Because Namaz-e-Jumu'ah, Salatul Jumu'ah, is wajib, and when there are five people. If there are less than five people, then this jamaat, Namaz-e-Jumu'ah, will not be wajib. So you can attend Namaz-e-Jumu'ah only up to the ruku of second rakat and when there are five people. So for ordinary Namaz-e-Jamaat and for Namaz-e-Jumu'ah, there are few conditions for Imam-e-Jamaat. Imam-e-Jamaat, he should be mature and he should be sane, akil and baligh, and he should be just, adil, halal zada, legitimate birth, and his recitation of Quran, that should be perfect, and he should be Shia Ithna Ashri. And if Imam is disabled, he is praying his namaz in sitting position, and the followers, if they are praying their namaz in standing position, so then they cannot follow such person. But if Imam is disabled, followers are disabled, so they can pray salat, congregational prayer behind each other. Disabled who cannot stand, they can still pray behind the Imam who is performing his namaz in standing position. Salawat please. So there are some makruhat of namaz. While there is space in the row, so keeping that space in the row, that is makruh. So we need to stand shoulder to shoulder and there should not be space. Until the first row is not complete, people are not allowed to stand in second row. But if there are children who are not baligh, so they cannot stand in the first row. But if there is only first row, then they can stand on the ends. Because for the second row and other row, if the people will come, so then there will be no communication or connection of Namaz-e-Jamaat for the other people. So if there are children, and the children, one child will stay, and on right and left side of that child should be the adult people. So one makruh is, we cannot keep the gaps in the rows. If there is space on the first row, one person cannot stay in the second row. But if that space is finished, then he can start the second and the third and like this. But if there is space, people should prefer to go. And always first row is very important. There is more sawab. Who are preferred to be? Those people who are more knowledgeable, more muttaki, those people who are more dignified people through their age or knowledge or anything. So they are preferred more. But again, first come, first serve. Someone who is coming first, wherever the place is, should be filled the gaps first. And anyone who is coming late, wherever the place is, he can sit over there. The second makruh is, if the follower is reading loud and Imam can listen, so that is makruh. And if person is traveler, Imam is traveler and the followers are not travelers, so it is makruh to leave the traveler to the other person. But if Imam is traveler but his namaz is full, so that is okay. Imam namaz is full, the other people namaz is full, so that's okay. But if Imam is traveler, so it is better someone who is not traveler, that person should lead the prayer. Salatul Jum'ah, that cannot be within the two Salatul Jum'ah cannot be within the premises of 3 miles. So there should be only one prayer in the premises of 3 miles. Another thing is for Salatul Jummah, one adhan is enough, and saying two adhan, that is bid'at, and that should not be said. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna atainaka al-qawsar, fasfalli li rabbika wanhar, inna shani'aka huwal akhtar. Allah.